Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to bring you the real, nothing but the real on She's On Radio. First off, I want to thank each and every one of you all for tuning in each and every day. Every day we have different topics, different views, different rants, different rage. We get it on She's On Radio. Never be afraid to speak your mind here because this is an outlet that was created for you to speak and voice your opinion no matter what you say at your mouth. We're all grown, which means we all have grown folks' opinion. Isn't that right, ladies? I know it's right. Tonight's topic, we will be talking about friends. Now, for a second there, I thought I heard a whole lot of people going, ding, 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 ding. That means a lot of you all got a lot of things to get over your chest about friends. What's that song, Friends? How many of us? What that jank? How many of us love them or have them or whatever it is. Friends. Y'all know how I go. There's no co-host. It's KC and it's you, the listeners, which means everybody has a lot of time on here because we have a lot of people that want to talk about this topic because this topic is very touchy. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So I'm going to tell y'all how I feel about it, and I'm going to let you all tell how you feel about it, you know, and even if you just want to talk about whatever, just blast it out. Like, I'm here for you, okay? Okay, friends versus enemies. This is my take on friends versus enemies. A true friend will never leave you. A true friend will never forsake you. A true friend will never, hold on, let me say it again one more time. A true friend will never leave you. Whether you are right, whether you are wrong, it doesn't matter. A true friend supports you anyway. They may have something to say about it, or they might feel a certain type of way about whatever is going on, but they will never leave you and run with the other crowd. A true friend has your back through whatever. I just said that, right? A true friend is a true friend. You know, and not, a lot of us do not even get to meet our true friend in our lifetime. Because we don't know how to trust. That's because so many people have came into our lives and told us or shown us another way. Like for me, for instance, by me being the CEO of a large entertainment company, I have met a lot of people. I've started this entertainment company with millions of friends. You hear me? I'm talking about close friends of 10, 15, 20 years. And we're talking about friends I've just met and friends that I've just met. I'm going to say it again. Okay? Now, this is what it is, right? Those friends of 15, 20 years, I had to cut those friends of 15, 20 years. Because for some reason it was a thing of, I don't know if it was jealousy or I was doing something positive. I didn't want to run with the pack of the negativity anymore. It was just drama or they wasn't trying to better me. I feel like a friend, a true friend, will push you, motivate you, will uplift you, will say, hey, this is, you're not doing this right. Look, I'm not trying to be your mother or your father, but come on now, you're better than that. A true friend tells you what it is. One, keep it 100. They don't care about your feelings. Friends don't care about your feelings, man. all friends care about is seeing you smile. They want you to smile. They want you to be at your best. And I'm trying to tell you that everybody that you call your friend right now, 9 times out of 10 can't stand you because you're at your best. Okay? I'm not saying not have any friends. I'm just saying pick your friends wisely. You know, a lot of people don't want to see you happy. They want you to drown in that misery. And when you're happy, they find ways to bring you down to that misery. But you got to be strong, and you got to say, oh, hated it. You know what I'm saying? You got to, like, be strong nowadays, man, because so many people that front and so many people that puts on a mask of somebody else. And you don't even get it until it's, like, a couple of years down the line. I'm just like, oh, my God, I wish I would have known this. But it's a good thing you didn't know this because everybody that comes into your life is a life lesson, okay? I will say that. I'm not trying to preach to you, ladies. I'm not trying to preach to you. But most of your friends are your enemies. Most of your friends say, hey, I'm only here for you when you're going up. Now, how many people have had people in their life when they was doing good? Money was right, job was right, refrigerator was full, car was on E. They was your best friend. But soon, honey, can I get a witness? As soon as you get laid off, that refrigerator goes down to empty. That car doesn't have as much gas as it used to have. That house isn't as furnished as it was, or the wallet is not looking as good as it used to, where you can hit the buffet in the club all the time. How many of you have lost people because they wasn't true to you? That's because you was not benefiting them in any kind of way. I'm here to tell you, man, I think we all been through that. We've all been through, you know, going through times where we thought we had somebody special in our life. And this is not just platonic friends. We're talking about relationship as well. Like, you know, you're dealing with somebody in a relationship. And, you know, oh, my God, this is my baby. I love her. She's down for me. We're going to get married next week. We're going to have kids. We're going to get that puppy and that fence and that crock pot. We're going to get all of that. And then as soon as you get laid off from your job, OFUB, you don't do nothing for me. You lazy. I'm here to tell you, I'm going to say 95% of the United States and other countries are fake as hell. You're only going to come across a real person, one in a million. And when you find that 1 million, when you find that 1 million person, when you find that person, you need to hold on to them tight. Because that's an angel that's coming into your life to say everything is going to be good. We all got an angel. We just got to squeeze through a bunch and really find out who's there for us and who's not. And everybody is not bad. Everybody is not bad. But like I tell you, everybody that you kick out your life is a lesson. And you need to see what that person did to you wrong. So when another person comes to your life and they just, oh, my God, this is like the best person, you need to look for those flaws in that person. You get what I'm saying? All right. I don't know. I'm just here to say that friends come a dime a dozen. And when you meet that good friend, just hold them tight, please. Do that for KC, all right? Do it for KC and do it for yourself because, look, my grandma always said you only need that one person. You know, we all need somebody. You need that one person, whether that be your spouse, your best friend. It could even be your dog or your fish. Hold on to it, all right? Take good care of it. Cherish it. You know, you're blessed. That's all I'm going to say about that friend topic from KC. So what I want you ladies to do that's listening on the line right now, I want y'all to press the number one for me right now. Right now, because I want to hear what you all say. What you all got to say, what you all are thinking. You can vent to me. You can ask questions. You can do anything. KC is here for you, okay? All right, now. Also, be mindful that we do have a lot of other callers that are listening. So please be mindful of that. Press the number one right now, And here we go, area code 316-459. Let's talk about that friend versus that enemy. Let's go.
Hi, Tracy, it's Promise.
Hey, how you doing, sweetheart?
I'm fine. I was just calling to show you support.
Well, thank you.
Welcome. I just wanted to say hi and show you the support and love. So.
Well, thank you so much for the support. But look, since I got you here, let me ask you a question. Since I got you here, you know you was not going to come on here and not speak on this topic, right? You know I was going to get you, right?
I know. I stayed there just for you.
Well, thank you so much for the support. Thank you for staying up. My question to you is, how do you feel about fake friends? Like, how do you feel about people that come into your life for reasons and not for you? Like, how do you feel about that?
I can't stand them. Like, I had it. I had it was hard to let them go, but I had to let them go. I'm not about to let you use me, and then when I don't have it, you know where to be found.
Right.
But when you want something, you got it, hands down. But when I want something, I don't have it. Maybe next time, no. I didn't tell you I don't have it. I ain't tell you next time, so why are you telling me?
Right.
I feel if I give you something when you want it, I should get the same thing in return. That's how I feel. It's a 50-50 relationship. It's not just, oh, well, my hand is out. Can you fill it up? No.
That's true. That's true. You know what I'm saying? You know, people are, what's the word I want to use for 2013? People are real grimy. Have you ever heard of that word before? Grimy. Grimy.
Yes.
Evil.
I hate it.
Of the devil. Of, you know what I'm saying? And you know, I'm here to tell you that you got to choose those people wisely. There's a lot of people out there that want to see you down. They want to see you crying all the time. Want to see you miserable. Want to see you giving up. The big one, you hear me? They want to see you give up. A real friend is not going to let you give up. They're going to say, oh, hell no. They're going to smack you and say, girl, you better get up. They're going to turn the gossip on. They're going to be like, you got to do something. We got to take you to ice cream or something. They're going to get you up.
Yeah.
But you know that bad friend going to be like, girl, you want to hit the club tomorrow? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, they're not going to uplift you. So, you know, my feedback on that is don't worry about trying to make friends. Don't worry about that, you know, people treating you wrong. Don't worry about that. Just worry about Promise. Worry about getting Promise right. And I guarantee you, we all have that special someone in our life, whether it be a lover or, you know, it could be anybody, you know what I'm saying? But you just got to really dig through the apples to find the good one.
Right.
You know, and it may take you a lifetime to find that one person. Or, you know, one person or group of people or what, you know. So definitely keep your circle small. Keep it small. Very small.
Definitely.
Keep it under 10 people, right?
I don't like people like that.
Huh?
I don't like people like that.
What?
I stick to my four people I got in my circle right now, and that's it.
There you go. And there you go, and that's going to be the four people that you go into your lifetime with. And like I say, even those four people watch them too, okay?
Oh, yeah, we have our ups and downs, but we get through it. We just the dysfunctional people right here.
And that's all that matters. As long as y'all got that love, y'all got that make up the breakup love, and that's
oh yeah,
because you know what?
That's the fight, but we get over it.
That's right, because you know what? A friend, it don't matter what you argue about. A friend gonna always come back. A good friend,
sure,
anyway,
they
gonna come back
over a piece of bread, and y'all be good. It's just
see, fake friends don't fight over bread. Fake friends fight over who looks the best, or who got this much money or in competition and stuff like that. They fight over stupid. They fight over real serious stuff. But you know, real friends, they fight over this detergent. Who I'm gonna wear this to. They fight over over candy and cookies. Girl, did you eat my last piece of chicken? Huh? Get the hell out. You know, they fight over, you know, dumb stuff like that.
Yeah,
you know,
just
cuz.
That's true. These
four
right here, they ain't going nowhere no time soon.
All right, well, you hold on to them, promise. Keep them tight. Definitely, if don't go nowhere, you know what I'm going to do. You know, I got that sheet on at the dock coming up next. So, well, don't go nowhere, all right?
I got you.
All right, sweetheart. Thanks for calling.
Mm-hmm.
All right, ladies, y'all press that number one because I want to talk to you about this friends versus the enemy thing because this thing is serious. And I know a lot of you have been through it where friends just, who are these people? Like, I don't need them. You know, just if you've been through this, please press the number one. I want to hear your story. You can even ask me for advice. You can even rant about work. You can just talk to me. Talk to KC, okay? All right, are you cold? 804-397. Talk to KC. Hello? Are you cold? 804-397. Yeah? All right, are you cold? 207-399. Talk to KC.
What's up, KC?
Hey, what's good? How you doing?
I'm hanging in there, man. Hanging in there.
Do you really want me
to fucking go in about friends?
Go in. Oh, this is what the radio is here for.
I have got a story for you that is true as hell. Friend of 40 years. I moved down to Georgia with my ex. She meets a man, marries him 3 weeks later. Guess who was my ex-wife's maid of honor? My best friend of 40 years left me in the house to babysit her little kids to go to the Justice of the Peace with my ex-wife to get to stand up for her as her witness at the motherfucking courthouse. My best friend of 40 years. So when you talk about friends and being hurt, I know firsthand 40 years of friendship down the drain for some hooker. My ex-wife of 13 years. Yes.
Hmm.
So I know about friends. I know about friends turning on you.
Hmm.
I know firsthand, and it hurts. However, there is a God that comes in, and I had some friends at the time that I had just met, and they said, you sit back and you watch. God will use your enemies as your footstool.
Yes, he would. Yes.
Mm. And I sat back and I watched each of their lives crumble into tiny little pieces. And you know what I did? I prayed for them and I asked God to comfort them and give them strength to get through it.
Right.
With no malice in my heart. And then here just recently, who I thought was a friend was talking a lot of bubblegum bullshit.
Mm.
There was too much foolishness. Now I'm sick. I got bronchitis. I don't feel good. And this person wanted to keep flooding my page with negativity about people that I care for and that I am here to encourage and support. And I had to tell them, fuck you and your fuckery too. You've got to go. Now I told them it's not today is not the day for foolishness. You have to go now. You have to go. And it wasn't difficult because I knew in the back of my mind that it was going to come to the day where I would have to make that decision. And one thing is, a friend is not wishy-washy and fair weather. A friend is loyal. See, there's loyalty,
right.
Respect, honor, and love involved in friendship. Those are some of the four most important qualities in building any type of relationship with anyone. And if those main ingredients are not there, that friendship is going to fail.
That's right.
It's not going to work. So today when I look for friends, I don't look for what they have. I don't give a fuck if you don't have two nickels to rub together. I'm not looking at what you have. I'm looking at your heart. I'm looking at how compassionate, how kind, how giving, how caring, how you are when the chips are down. when I inbox you or I call you or I text you and I say, damn, this is what's going on, and I don't get, oh, well, you know, I got my own shit going on right now. You know, I'm going to have to talk to you later. Yeah, and if I get that, you know what? You get my ass to kiss.
Right now.
For real. Like, I know about friendships. I know about having long-standing friendships. Like, I have two friends today that I've been friends with for over 25 years that have stayed, that have stood by me through some really rough times. Not times that I created, but times that other people, that burden of other people's bullshit was put upon my back, and they were right there to help me pick up the pieces. And because of that incident, I lost a friend and I lost an ex-wife, which, I mean, God did for me what I couldn't do for myself at the time, you know, or that I didn't have the courage to do. But, you know, I miss my friend. I miss my friend terribly because we've shared so many things that, you know, I don't feel like I really have, I don't have that in a person right now where I can just feel open and trust enough to share. But I do have someone, I have God, and, you know, through him all things are possible, and I know that. I know that to be true for myself. That's for me. So I don't know if there's any more callers, but, you know, call in. Make this shit happen. Come on, people. Come on, ladies, please. Please call in. We want to hear from you. I know I do. I look forward to this. Yes, I look forward to this. And I participate because I'm showing my support and I'm encouraging. I am an encouraging person. I'm not here to discourage. I'm here to encourage, to lift up, to build up. That's who I am. I don't know how to be any other way. You know, I don't know. I've met some new people, and they keep asking me, why are you so nice to me? Well, if I say that I'm a Christian, I may not live like a Christian all the time, but if I say that I'm a Christian, I need to be Christ-like. That's the word Christian means, Christ-like. You know, and you know, Jesus never really found fault in anybody. He found the good in everyone. You know, and I want to find the good in everybody. I know that there's good in almost everyone. Because some people, the devil just jumps in and takes over their fucking brain. But that's a whole other topic. Yeah, we both know about that one, too. I'm trying to be more dignified. I really am. I'm not trying to blow people's spots up or anything. I'm trying to share my experience. So I got mad love for you, Casey. Mad love for She's Home. And I am a supporter. I support you 100%, and I've been saying that since day one. I haven't swayed. I haven't faltered. I've been saying the same thing since day one.
Thank you for your support, man.
You're welcome.
Definitely, I enjoy listening to you. Because you always, you know, you always got some encouraging words for people, and not only people, but me too. You know what I'm saying? And this is definitely a topic that, you know, majority of the nation is going through. Like, we're losing. Like, every time I get on my Facebook, I'm always seeing, oh my God, I am so hurt. My friend, I can't believe she did this to me. And, you know, I'm just here to let you ladies know that your only true friend is God. That's your only true friend, your only friend that's going to have your back 100%. Like, you even might have a best friend that's been there for you 100%, but they have not been there for you like God. That's real talk.
That's the truth, too. No one will ever be there like God will be there for us, you know, or whatever you believe in. You could believe in gods, the goddesses, the universe, Allah. You know, you could believe in the Star of David. You could believe in Buddha. You know, whatever you believe in, just rely on that source. Rely on that supreme being.
Right.
Yes, rely on that supreme being to, like, give you what you need and satisfy all your needs and your wants. You know, and all of your desires, you take it all to your, to whatever you believe in, that power greater than you.
Right.
Yes. And I agree with you 100%, Casey, you know. It's just really important for people to, like, start reaching out beyond humans. Look for something else besides humans. Do not put your, all of your faith and trust in humans, because we are here to make mistakes. We're not perfect like that power greater than ourselves is. We're not perfect. We're going to make mistakes. We are going to have shortcomings.
That is so true.
You know, one day, right, Casey? I mean, come on. One day, you may say something that really puts a hair across my ass, and I may not talk to you for a couple of days because I'm thinking, I'm only worried about how it made me feel. But see,
right.
I have to take into consideration what you were going through that day. Maybe you were going through something. And that's what a friend is. A friend is someone who listens to you, who doesn't kick you when you're down, but gives you a hand to help you up again.
That's right.
I'm done preaching now, church.
Now you're telling the truth. I'm here to tell you. I want to hear that one more time. This last phrase you just said about
okay,
what the friend
is. I know what it is. A friend is not someone when all of the chips are down and you're knocked down. They're not that person that's going to kick dirt in your face and put the heel of their boot in your neck.
Mm.
They're going to be the ones to reach down, give you their hands to help lift you back up again and help dust you off. That's what a friend is.
Oof. I don't know if anybody caught something just now. Like, I caught something just now. But when she said that, I caught something, because that is our main problem with dealing with people that we trust. They're not in our life to pick us up when we need them. They're only there to bring us down, to make themselves look better. Did I say it right?
Or, you got that right, or reach in your pockets. They want to see how deep your pockets are.
Oh, yeah.
Or how fine your girl is, or
mm-hmm.
how nice your crib is, or
mm-hmm.
can I just get blah, 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 or can you take me, or can you pick me up, or can you pay for it? That's not a friend. That's a user. That is Satan in disguise.
Yes, it is.
Wanting to pull us down. That's what that is. That's not a friend.
That's a user.
That's someone who does nothing but seek out people to see what they can get from them. A friend wants nothing but mutual friendship and mutual respect. That's all a friend wants. Just be loyal, lovely, be kind. You don't even have to be generous with tangible things. Be generous with your love and your kindness and your availability.
That's right.
Yes. That's what a friend is. I know, because I'm a friend. I had to look at what qualities I possessed as a friend first. It's not what other people possess. It's what I possess. What do I have to bring to the table of friendship?
Right.
Because if I'm spiritually empty, I have nothing to offer anyone. And I didn't say religiously empty. I said spiritually. There's a difference. Yeah, you're talking to a woman that has a lot of wisdom and a lot of experience. I could go on forever. I hope there is a caller on the line. Call in, lady. Jump in. I know everybody's waiting for She's On After Dark.
Well, yeah, I'm definitely about to go on to She's On After Dark. So don't go nowhere. I'm going to come back to you.
I won't.
You know what I'm saying? And let's get it cracking for the night. All right?
I got you. Let's get it cracking.
All right, thank you so much, Susan.
Muted.
So, yeah, ladies, I got to change my voice, right? Now, I'm just joking with you. Tonight, you already know, the last 15 minutes of She's On is She's On After Dark. Everybody that calls in this line, 9 times out of 10 is of age. Did I say that right? So, let's talk about something. I want to know, how do you feel about bringing in a third party threesome while you're in a committed relationship? Like, what is your feedback on that? Me, I feel that it is what it is. Your choice is your choice. Me personally, if I'm in love with this woman, my feelings are deep 100% into this woman. I'm not going to want another person to come in. I don't care how fine they are, how sweet their body might smell. I'm not bringing them in. Ain't nobody tasting none of my good stuff. You hear what I'm saying? Ain't tasting none of this because I don't got time to hear from my partner. You ain't do me like you do her. You know what I'm saying? Or I don't got time for me to be getting mad because the girl was eating. They're like, did she do it better than me? I don't have time for no questions. You know, like threesomes sometimes can bring in questions. Now, if it's just somebody I'm dating and we're not serious, then okay, maybe we can, you know, arrange some things. But if I'm in a committed relationship, like, that's no. I'm not even going to have it. What's that? So with that being said, let's go down the line. I want to know how you feel about bringing in a third party into your bedroom while you're in a committed relationship. So let's make it short and cute. Preston, number one, I want to talk to you. I definitely want to get your feedback on this. Okay? Preston, number one, ladies, don't be scared. There's a lot of you on here. I know that you have some type of feeling about that threesome, that girl coming in that bedroom. There we go. That's what I'm talking about. Keep on pressing number one, ladies. Keep on pressing the number one. Let's go. Area code 313, welcome back. 459, tell me, how do you feel about bringing somebody else in the bedroom while you are in there with your boo? Let's go. Hello, 313-459. All right, let's go on to the next caller. Area code 415-671. Talk to KC. Tell me, how do you feel about bringing another person in the bedroom while you in there having sex with your boo? Like, how do you feel about that? 415, talk to me.
Hi, KC.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Well, me and my friends are talking about this, I think just yesterday. And it's like you say, if you don't have any kind of feelings, then I think it's okay. But when you're in a committed relationship and you are, like, all booed up and all that stuff, I don't think it's good. It messes up the relationship because a lot of things go through your head. And I haven't experienced it, but I've had friends who have experienced it where they walked into, like, a marriage and, you know, same things happen. Did she eat you outright or, you know, does she fuck you better? And I'm like, oh, my goodness. And, you know, I'm, like, kind of the middle person because they come to me and they talk about this. And I'm like, ah, no. So if you're booed up and you love the person, you shouldn't need to have a threesome because, you know, imagination is the key. So, yeah.
That is true. That is true. So, have you ever had a threesome?
A threesome?
Like,
It was close. But because of the relationship, we couldn't do it.
I know it was just like, hated it.
Yeah.
Right?
It was like awkward. The awkward moment because you're right in the middle of everything. You're about to go in, and it's like, wait a minute. Are you sure? Like, you start asking, and are you positive? Are you okay with this? And then at the end of the night, you know you're not okay. So
right.
It was awkward. It was awkward.
I probably would have, like, started an argument. I don't know. I would have said, hold on, are you looking at her? Like, is she sexy?
Right?
Like, I'm like, oh, my God, did she just look at your breast the way I look at it? Like, I probably would have, like, started an argument, like, seriously. And it wouldn't have been no end of anything. Like, we would have just been, I don't know. I'm not going to talk. That's another, you know, topic for another day. But,
But it's true because then, you know, if you kiss a person, they'd be like, wait a minute, she didn't kiss me like, you know, she kissed you. So, you know, is she feeling you more than she feeling me? What's the problem? No. It's an awkward moment. It's a very awkward moment.
Right. I just think people
don't
are stupid.
Yeah,
those people are
stupid
to try to come and lick us while we're in relationships. That's just, it's just awful. I don't understand it. They try to still act good. We didn't do nothing to them. I mean, you know.
I don't know. If you're in
love with the person, it's rude.
Yeah. If you're in love with the person, don't do it. Just don't, because you guys should be able to come up with all kinds of imaginations. You know, your imagination is the creativity of what you do. So, you know, you don't need a threesome. Be creative.
Right.
Be very creative.
That's right. Oh.
I mean, if you're just, like, friends, I guess, I don't know. You're friends, no feelings, no connections attached, then I guess go ahead and do it. But if you're in love, no. Stay away. It's going to break your relationship up.
Yeah, that's true.
Have you had a threesome?
I have had a threesome before. That's why I brought that up, because I'm not in it now because I'm 100% faithful. But I have been in a threesome before with somebody I was in a relationship with that I really did care about. That one did not go well because the girl that we chose to be in the threesome, they pretty much, their mission was to break the relationship up because they wanted me, you know. And that's what I'm saying, like, you know, if you're in a relationship or whatever, and you, that's the consequence you got to suffer with if you bring somebody else in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you rock her world, like she's never been rocked before, honey, you better run. The girlfriend,
okay.
She might as well just pack her bags up and just leave because, the threesome girl, oh, she coming to attack. She's like, I'm coming back for more. Come on, that's a woman anyway. If it's good, she's coming back for more. That's just one. That's a real talk. Come on now.
Yeah.
If it's good, she is coming back for more.
Especially if she hasn't been turned out all the way. Yeah. It's a problem. It causes problems. So stay away. Stay away. Keep the imagination going in bed. Shoot.
Yeah, that's what I said, man. You just gotta,
you know. Anyways,
before I leave, I know who this is, and somebody told me to say, someone from Connecticut says hello.
Hello, I know you hear me. Hello.
Aww.
Hi, Kiki.
Did I call you out? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Hello.
We mad I called you already, Miss Chad. I don't know you talking, huh? I'm going to call you out. I'm sorry.
Hello.
Everybody wave.
Hi. Redinary waving.
You know I had to call you. I ain't heard that voice in so long. What the hell?
Ooh, me? You haven't heard me in so long. I haven't heard you in so long either. I'm like, yo, what's happening? No more texts. I'm like, what happened to all my texts? I'd be getting in she zone, this, and this is happening next. And like, hell yeah. I miss you, friend. God.
I miss you too, man. But, you know.
And you know I never press one. You know I don't press one.
Well, no, you don't. You're always shy.
So you see, I have to push myself a little bit and say, okay.
Well, it's 2013. You got to definitely change that.
Yeah, I have. I'm changing. I'm a big girl now, kind of.
Uh-oh. She said she's a big girl now. She's talking.
No, I said kind of. I said
like,
kind of. I was hoping, you know, I was hoping that maybe if I didn't press one, I was scared that you were going to pick me anyway. So I was like, let me just put myself in the spot. I'll just do it myself.
Well, you're lucky. You're the lucky person that I was. Because look, I normally be like, you gonna talk today?
I know you be doing that, and then I gotta post it on Facebook. Why? Why do you do that to me?
Because you need to talk.
Well, I'm talking, so yay. I'm growing up little by little.
Well, 2013, come out there, shy woman. for Connecticut, come and get you. I was just told to say that. I really wasn't told to say that. I'm just saying anyway. I'm just sorry. Well, definitely, I'm definitely about to wrap up this show. Definitely glad that you came on and said your piece and told me about the threesome. I already knew that was going to get you to press number one anyway, because, you know, you're the nasty, you hear me?
Oh, my God, no, I was going to press number one before, too, about the whole friendship thing, but then, you know, I was like, never mind, so.
Yes, but, I mean, for the friendship topic,
we were talking about
definitely.
It. Me and my friends were really talking about it this yesterday. And I was like, girl.
Yeah, because you know what? People aren't the same. Like, friends doesn't come like they used to, like, back in the day when, you know, you can really trust this person. You can tell this person everything. Now everybody is, like, telling all your business. They don't want to see you progress. They jealous. It's a lot that's going on. And I went from millions of friends to maybe, like, five people. I ain't lying.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Like, is that serious? So, you know what I'm saying? I just feel like, you know, you got to, like, pick them wisely, and you got to know who's there for you 100% and who has your back and who's going to ride for you. Because, you know, like, friendship to me, it should be like Bonnie and Clyde, like platonic or romantic, you know what I'm saying? It should be like Bonnie and Clyde. Like, I got you got me, you know what I'm saying? It should be like that. And it's definitely not like that in 2013. So you definitely got to, like, keep them close. And
yep.
If you do have good friends, keep them close. Don't let them go. Don't be arguing over goddamn chicken wings. Because
no.
me and I, we be arguing over chicken wings, girl. You know what I mean? Mm-mm. Did you eat the last wing? Mm-mm. Hate it.
Talking about chicken wings, someone was supposed to take me to go eat them chicken wings, and what happened to my lemonade, my ice cream?
Uh-huh. I'm sorry. Okay,
you thought I forget about that?
Okay, so are you coming for 2K13?
I don't know. I have no clue yet. My boyfriend is going to be traveling this year. I've traveled too much last year. I traveled, like, most of...
I don't know, because we might be having a special guest at Sheep Fry. I don't know. I think it's confirmed, but they definitely be close to you. That's all I'm going to say. And,
I know, yeah, about that.
Mm-hmm. So, they hit me up on... I love you all, you guys. The show, we're gonna be in the show in a few minutes. But look, I'm definitely since I got you here. Tell them that the other page is not active, and I'm in Facebook jail on the new one, so that they have to wait for like 5 days before I hit them up. Just give them my number. Okay, you have my number. Give them my number. Tell them to call me.
You know that's part of the whole friendship thing, but I will. I speak to one of them still, so I will.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
That's another conversation, okay?
Yeah, we got to
so
talk.
So this is what we're going to do. We're going to end the show. we're going to end the show, and I'm going to get back at you when the show over, okay?
All right. Missed you. I'm going back. I got to go to finish my homework, so I'll be listening.
All right.
I'm not going to press 1 anymore.